بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Generally, when a person thinks about actions, then normally what happens is the outer actions come to mind, whether it be good or evil, whether it be good actions or bad actions. For example, Salah, Tilawat of Quran, or when it comes to the bad actions, the evil actions, theft, and so on. But a lot of the time, we don't realize that together with the outer actions, they are also actions of the heart, the inner actions. And just as the outer actions can earn a person tremendous rewards, and the evil actions of the outer actions can earn a person tremendous, or can put a person into great difficulty and problems, and a person may earn the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the inner actions. For example, a person's akhlaq, good character, this stems from the inside. And when it comes to akhlaq, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in hadith that nothing is weightier on the scales on the day of Qiyamah, more or less, than good character. When it comes to the evil actions of the heart, one example of jealousy. Jealousy devours a person's good deeds just as fire devours wood. So these are the actions of the heart. And these actions of the heart take a person when it comes to the good actions, it takes a person very speedily towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it can also have, the evil actions of the heart can also have tremendous consequences. When it comes to the pious people, the Salafus Salihin, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they also worried about this very greatly. Hazrat Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu was a very great Sahabi, Ansari Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And despite his achievements externally, the outer actions, on the Battle of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handed him over the sword. Before that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question that who is there that will do justice to this sword? Take this sword and do justice to it. Eventually, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to Hazrat Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu. So he was a very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same Battle of Uhud, he was one of those Sahaba, after there was some misunderstanding and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was left more or less alone at one point in the battle, and very few Sahaba were around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and amongst them was Hazrat Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, he was suffering from some illness, and then he explained and he said that despite the outer actions, he said that I have hope in two actions of mine. One is that I do not backbite anybody and I don't engage in futility. And the other action of mine is that I don't have malice and hatred for my fellow Muslims. So despite his outer achievements, this was what he had hope on. When you look in the lives of the Salaf, Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, very great jurist, very great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such great work Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from him. On one occasion there was some mas'ala of deen, very lengthy incident. Nevertheless, he expressed his opinion, and that was the correct opinion. And because of this, the ruler of the time imprisoned him by the name of Mu'tasim. So in that process, while he was imprisoned, he was lashed so severely, it is mentioned, that even an huge animal like an elephant wouldn't have been able to bear that amount of beating and whooping that he had. Nonetheless, during this time, the ruler of the time, Mu'tasim, passed away. Eventually, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was released, and when they were tending to his wounds, can we imagine such a severe beating, such severe pain, and what was coming out from his heart and being expressed on his tongue, that, oh Allah, you forgive Mu'tasim. Allahumma ghfirli Mu'tasim. So this was the heart of our pious people, of the Salaf, of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he mentioned that soon a person of Jannah will pass by. Then, not a short while later, a person who had his shoes in his left hand, and his beard was dripping with the water of wudu, he comes by. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum were always eager to see what action can I bring in my life which will take me closer to Allah, which will take me closer to Jannah. So one Sahabi, Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu, he took the opportunity and he went up to this person and he made some excuse. He said that I took an oath that I won't go home for 3 days, so can I stay at your place? So he said, no problem, you can stay at my house. I will accommodate you. Nonetheless, he observed this Sahabi for 3 days. And he said, he didn't see anything extraordinary in this Sahabi. Before he would sleep, he would recite some dhikr, and like a normal person, he'll do all it, whatever is necessary, he will do, but nothing extraordinary. So he's wondering to himself, now time is to leave. So he tells this person, the Sahabi, that I never have any issue at home or anything of that sort. I really want you to see what action you do in your life that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given you glad tidings of Jannah. So the Sahabi says, whatever you see, that's what it is. I don't do anything extraordinary. But he was about to leave, then he called him back. He said that I don't have any malice or any ill feeling in my heart towards any Muslim person, any brother of mine. So he said, perhaps this is the action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you Jannah. So together with the outer actions, which ensure that our hearts are always clean. And this is a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. We need to keep on cleansing our hearts. In dunya, we interact with many people. And sometimes things happen, and we may dislike something. So it creates some ill feeling within the heart. So we need to keep on cleansing this heart. And amongst the prescriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to clean this heart is make salam to one another. And a person who makes salam, first to initiate the salam is free from pride. And another action Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that fasting in the month of Ramadan, 3 days every month, this will cleanse, remove the rancor of the heart. And together with that, ulama ikram give some other prescriptions. The dua that is mentioned in the Quran, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the muhajirun and the ansar, and those who come after them, they say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Surah Hashr, Surah 59, verse number 10. So we should try and learn this dua also. Basically, we're asking Allah for forgiveness and those of our brothers that have passed on, and don't place any malice and any hatred in our hearts. So we should make this dua also. And then praise a person in his absence. If there's some infeeling, make dua for him without him even knowing. Eventually, a person's, and on a constant basis, if we do this, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify our heart. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.